Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
You were the one to hold me. The warmth of your arms would heal my wounds. You were the one who knew me when nobody else understood. Even if I knew when and I saw the sun, you're here.
To the One to One Show with me, Andrea Maynard. Massive thank you to the presenter before for the last hour. Now, kicking off this show, it was a little bit of Viridia featuring the vocal talents and piano of Amy Lee from Evanescence. An absolutely beautiful song, Never Be Ready. And I'm never going to be ready for all of what I've been seeing in the news and on social media this week. The pure hatred and vitriol, all because Scotland brought in the Hate Crime and Public Order Bill, or Act, should I say now, because it's passed into law from the 1st of April. It was passed back in 2021. And people have known about this for all that time. But yet, now that it's in law, they're complaining about freedom of speech. The freedom of speech that they're complaining about is the right to actually attack people verbally and to potentially cause harm and say things that are really just not very nice. I will come back to this in a little bit. But in the meantime, I want to focus a little bit more on positive stuff and on love. Talking of which, here is Zara Larsson, You Love Who You Love.
Yourself and to your family is perfect, but behind
Yeah, Sarah Larson, absolutely amazing. Love that vocal talent she has, and just a brilliant, brilliant artist. Now, coming back to this new hate crime law that was introduced or came into effect on Monday the 1st of April in Scotland. Now, the new law does not make it a crime to be offensive or prejudiced towards an individual or groups of people. The new law does not make expressing transphobic, homophobic, lesbophobic or biphobic views a crime. The bar for something to be a crime remains quite high. So a lot of harmful behaviour that impacts on LGBTQIA plus people's well-being and mental health is not covered by the hate crime law. That includes behaviour that we've seen this week from some opponents of the law, which we know is deeply hurtful to many in our community. And we have a long way to go to rid Scotland of prejudice and discrimination. And it won't happen just by the legislation, but it's there to help and to help correct people. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, this is a little bit too draconian. And the worst parties are the Scottish Conservatives for saying that, because they didn't vote for it. Yet the leader of the Scottish Conservatives, Douglas Ross, voted for the very same legislation in England and Wales, in Westminster, and then suggested that Scotland should do the same and have the same bill. Now that Scotland has got that bill, the exact same laws, there's an uproar about it. And it just shows you the lot of this noise that's being made is not about the actual law itself. It's just politics. They're using it as a political weapon because we're approaching a general election. It's shocking. But hate is hate and it shouldn't be allowed. And if we need to have laws to control hate, then that's a very, very sad state of affairs in the country. But when the country needs laws, then they should be accepted, no matter what they are, even if we don't like them. If you don't like them, get the parties voted out, and then get them to the new party to change the law. That's the way to do it. You don't then attack the people who are so-called protected from the hate.
True.
107.8 Tone FM.
Yes, Half Lives and Sorry Mum, Kiss Kiss, the intense version. And just showing love, just showing a general amount of affection or even just kindness and empathy towards others is far more important than showing hate. Certain people in the media, I'm not going to mention their name because they get too much airtime as it is, have been trying to stoke as much hate as possible to see if they would get arrested. I think we all know who I'm talking about. And the police in Scotland have said, well, you haven't committed a criminal offence yet, because hate speech, albeit it's not nice, it's not a criminal offence. However, if you incite hatred and violence, that then becomes a criminal offence. So what this person has been doing has basically been dwelling constantly on trans women. Not on trans men or non-binary, just trans women. She has us living rent-free in her head, 24/7. And it must be driving her absolutely crazy, because she's gone from being a well-respected, renowned author to now a hate monger. And she's protected by her billions. We all know that. And the fact that she probably employs enough of the world's top lawyers to get her out of most situations. And your average person in the street, if they replicate what she does, they're not going to get the same treatment that she gets. They'll be treated like everybody else. This author sits in a privileged position, and you would think that with that amount of money, you could be doing so much good in the world instead of doing hate. And it just doesn't work. It causes you more mental anguish to hate than it does to actually care and love and support. It really does. I'm going to move on, because it's time for When We Were Young from David Guetta and Kim Petras.
Together, I miss my hometown. Don't you miss?
London's 107.8 Tone FM.
I think of you when I think about forever. I hear a joke and I know you would have told it better. I think of you out of the blue when I'm watching a movie that you'd hate. You'd say it, you were never one to hesitate. You were always first in line, so why would it be different for heaven? But I got a couple questions. Is there a bar up there where you've got a favorite chair, where you sit with friends and talk about the weather? Is there a place you go to watch the sunset? No, is there a song you just can't wait to share? Yeah, I know you'll tell me when I get there. Do you think of me? Do you wish that I would slow down? Are there some things that you've seen that feel like home now? Are you up there climbing trees, singing brand new melodies? I hope you are. I know. Is there a bar up there where you've got a favorite chair, where you sit with friends and talk about the weather? Is there a place you go to watch the sunset? And oh, is there a song you just can't wait to share? Yeah, I know you'll tell me when I get there. Yeah. Save me a place with all those pearls of wisdom. Yeah, I'll make some mistakes, and you watch me as I live them till I'm through, till I'm with you. Is there a bar up there where you've got a favorite chair, where you sit with friends and talk about the weather? Is there a place to watch the sunset? And oh, is there a song you just can't wait to share? Yeah, I know you'll tell me when I get there. Yeah. I think of you when I think about forever.
At P&N Motor Repairs, we work hard to get your car back on the road in no time at all. Our friendly and fully qualified team are on hand for all your servicing, MOTs, diagnostics, repairs and maintenance, including aircon. We work on all makes and models of cars and vans, and our upfront quotes will give you peace of mind. Book your car or van in today. Call 01823 330 755. P&N Motor Repairs.co.uk.
Interested in a rewarding home-based career with an annual income of around £45,000? Fostering in Somerset are looking for resilient and compassionate individuals to join their valued team of high-need foster carers. You would benefit from experience of working with challenging child behaviours, though this is not essential. What matters most is that you have the attitude and qualities we're looking for. To find out more, visit fosteringinsomerset.org.uk.
At Tacky Morris Arts Centre, we pride ourselves on being at the heart of our community. Join us for theatre, dance, music, comedy, bar events and more. Plus, we offer community classes for children and adults. Find us in Monkton Heathfield, opposite the Co-op. There's free parking and our staff and volunteers are here to make everyone welcome. See what's on and book tickets online. Just search for Tacky Morris Arts Centre Taunton. Tacky, spelled T-A-C-C-H-I.
Is your company looking to buy or lease a new photocopier or printer from a local, long-established, reliable company? Clarity Copiers in Taunton offer machines exclusively from Sharp and Lexmark, brand leaders in print technology, and with the support of our in-house service engineers when you need them. With machines to meet the budget and print demands of any company, talk to us first about our competitively priced packages. We even offer a free, no-obligation print audit to establish how we can potentially save your company money. It's our service that sets the standard. Find us online at claritytaunton.co.uk or email us at solutions@claritytaunton.co.uk.
Are you a teacher or teaching assistant within Taunton, Somerset, Bristol or Bath area? Somerset Education Alliance needs you. Somerset Education Alliance supply teachers and teaching assistants for day-to-day cover or long-term supply teaching in primary, secondary and special educational needs settings. We deliver a premium personalised service to our teachers and schools as an independent specialist supply agency and also offer a 24-hour service for our schools and teachers for emergency cover. When you're signed up with us, you get a dedicated consultant who gets to know you better, gets to know your likes and dislikes, and can place you into the best working environment. To find out more, call Taunton 746 186 or visit somerset-education-alliance.co.uk.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Hello, it's Rhys here. Let's have a look at what's going on in and around the county town with this edition of the Community Notice Board. First up, on the 12th of April, head over to the Museum of Somerset to learn more about Cecil Sharp, the folk music collector who started out in Somerset in 1903. The event will be hosted by local author David Sutcliffe, who recently wrote a book on Sharp. To find out more, head over to swheritage.org.uk and head over to events. Up next, on the 5th of May at the Shrubbery Hotel, there is going to be a music quiz hosted by Gemini Carnival Club with Tone FM's own Jeff Strawbridge acting as quizmaster. The event starts at 7:30 and will cost £5 per person. Finally, an event for the petrolheads out there on the 26th of May from 10 in the morning until 5, the Classic Auto Show will be happening with a live bar, music, food and, of course, cars. The event is at Chard Junction TA20 4LL with all donations going to the Misfit Cycling Club. Well, that is all for this edition of the Community Notice Board, but do remember that if you want to submit your event, send the details over to noticeboard@tonefm.co.uk. That's noticeboard@tonefm.co.uk.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Nothing but just great songs for the county town. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
In my primary school assembly, I sang with folded hands of green and pleasant lands where I was made. Now my autumn years approach me, my home still England's soil. These days how I recoil from the parade. As we turn from compassion, leave our fellows out to die. Oh, who will slay the dragon of the me, myself and I? I don't know how it happened, and I'll never work out why we consented for to lie down in this grave. We consented for to lie down in this grave. But I won't sing, I won't cheer every blunder as they steer us toward the thunder with our banners all unfurled. I won't sing, I won't raise my voice in wonder, serenade as we go under the best country in the world. Europeans, oh how sweet the hard-won freedoms to turn desperate human beings from our shores without delay. And when school term is over, what's 10,000 odd Land Rovers queuing at the cliffs of Dover for a price we're glad to pay? We must keep all for ourselves, our empty supermarket shelves, our overcrowded prison cells, our classrooms crumbling to bits, striking doctors, striking teachers, and no railway lines to reach us. We would fight them on the beaches, but the beaches, but the beaches full of. So I won't sing, I won't.
Spirit of Grace Petrie and The Best Country in the World, the clean version from her new album. And before the break, it was Pink, When I Get There. And when I get there, I'll let you know. I'm not sure where there is, but I am definitely going there. It's very difficult to think about what is the right thing to say about hate speech. Now, hate speech doesn't need to even be a thing. If you have a different opinion to someone else, it's a different opinion. It doesn't mean to say you have to be hateful with it. You can still discuss your opinion, but do so without any vitriol or hatred. And people can accept that. I can accept most opinions. I don't necessarily agree with them, but I can accept most opinions because I choose not to hate a person for their opinions. I might not like them very much, but I don't hate them. Hate's such a harsh word, such a strong word. And four letters make a much better word. Use an L at the beginning and E at the end. Love is life. Life is love. Okay? Hate is something that you learn. And we need the country to unlearn hate and be more tolerant. They say that us not accepting their opinions and their hate speech is being intolerant. Well, there's a certain level of tolerance at which point you have to say, no, you can't say that because that's just wrong. That's nasty. That's horrible. And that's what hate speech is. It's nasty, it's horrible, and shouldn't be used. And you should always, always try and just be kind and accepting. Even if it's someone that you're not particularly keen on, there's no need to be rude or hurtful or hateful. Just be kind, the same way that you would expect to be treated. I'm going to go straight into the next song, which is from Natty Bong, and it is a cover version of I Will Always Love You.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. Ooh.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
London's 107.8 Tone FM.
Thinking of what we were, a sight of light and love, it's hard to remember. Only felt so free and full of fun, but I guess it's true what they say about love, and it doesn't last forever. No, it can take all you've got right after it lifts you. made in love, it's hard to remember.
Ah, yes, the Eves and After the Love. And before that was James Young with Infinity. And I can't believe I'm coming to the end of the show. Literally, I have just got a few minutes to speak and they're going straight into two tracks. Now, I'm going to stick with the theme of loving your neighbour, loving even your enemy, someone who you don't like, just showing them that bit of compassion, that bit of empathy, that bit of understanding, and that willingness to communicate in a friendly manner stops so much conflict. We have far too much conflict going on in the world as it is, most of which should be stopped, and we don't need it. The world is being destroyed, not just by the environmental issues that we have, but also by man. Man is destroying the world because they like to preach hate, and we need to stop that. I'm going to leave you with two absolutely excellent tracks. The first one is from a Finnish symphonic rock band called Nightwish with the track Wish I Had an Angel. And then I'm going to Garbage. And I don't mean the rubbish, I mean the band. And run, baby, run. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, stay safe, stay kind, and I will catch you next time. Bye for now.
I wish I had.
Nothing but just great songs for the county town. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2023.